Hello, lovely people of Pillow Talk Audio. Blindly awake here again. And I thought I'd finally record the 50 random questions thing that I was talking about in my previous audio, I believe. I'm recording in the daytime. I usually record in advance if there's any random neighbor sounds or loud cars, what have you, that you hear in the background. Or if I randomly cut out and cut back in because someone calls me. But, yeah, let's get started. So, question number one. Where were you 3 hours ago? 3 hours ago, I was asleep. I've not been sleeping well. And I finally had a day to myself. I was supposed to go to lunch with a friend of mine, but they canceled. So, I decided to sleep. I went to sleep at, 8 p.m. last night, which is unheard of for me. I usually go to sleep somewhere between 12 and 5 a.m. So, yeah, I was asleep probably. Number two, who are you in love with? I am not currently in love with anyone. I love people. I love a lot of people and care for them, but in love, not so much. Number three, have you ever eaten a crayon? I don't believe so. I mean, I vaguely remember possibly trying a bit of the shaving, from when you sharpen the crayon, but I don't remember just ever chomping down on a whole crayon and eating it. So I don't think I have. Number four, is there anything pink within 10 feet of you? I'm looking around. I'm sure there is somewhere. I mean, I'm not a very pink kind of girl. If nothing else, there's pink yarn in my containers, which is in my bedroom, where I am. So I don't see anything pink right now. It's a little bit of pink on the, fingernail polish remover bottle that's near my bed. I don't know if that counts, but I can't set eyes on anything, but I'm sure there's something, some clothes or something. Five, when is the last time you went to the mall? It's been a bit. It's been a couple months, I believe. Don't really go to the mall that often, mainly because the one nearest to me is a bit expensive, and I usually don't have money to blow, and I don't go and walk around like I used to. And then the bigger mall is kind of on the other side of town, so I don't go over there very often. So it's been some months, I believe. I usually just go, even if I do go to a store that's in the mall, I kind of go to the mall, go to that store, and then I leave. So I don't really walk around much anymore. Where is the next question? I lost my place. Number six. Are you wearing socks right now? I am not wearing socks right now. I usually do because my feet and hands get cold very easily. But I guess at some point I took them off. I think after I took a bath or took a shower yesterday. I never put any back on. So, nope, no socks. Seven, does your family have over $2,000? I guess. I don't know how much my car would be worth. It's a 2001. I guess it would be over $2,000. I'm not sure. As far as my family goes, I don't live with them, but my mom's car is the newest of them, and I think hers is over $2,000. It's like a Chrysler, I think. Something like that. I don't know the year. Number eight, when was the last time you drove out of town? That would be last week I drove back in town from being out of town. Technically, the last time I drove out of town was beginning of the month when I went to visit my family. Number nine, have you been to the movies in the last 5 days? Nope. I don't often go to the movies. I torrent most things. And yeah, there aren't very many movies out lately that I'm like, oh, I must go see them immediately. So, yeah. Number 10, are you hot? I don't know if you mean temperature-wise or attractiveness. As far as attractiveness, I guess I'm alright. I don't know. I think that's subject to other people's opinion. And as far as temperature-wise, I'm okay. I have covers on me right now, but as I said, I get cold very easily. That's why my feet and my hands get cold a lot, so I usually am under the covers or kind of snuggled up somewhere. What was the last thing you had to drink? Regular beverage was milk last night. I made a Nutella mug cake, which is delicious. It only takes 2 minutes in the microwave, and I had some milk with it. I don't know if the question is referring to alcohol. If it's referring to alcohol, that's been a while. I had a bit of Moscato maybe a month or two ago, maybe about a month ago. I'm not a big drinker anymore. Left all that in college. 12, what are you wearing right now? I am wearing Homer Simpson boxer shorts, which is my preferred pajama / around the house thing. They're men's boxer shorts. I just, you know, wear underwear under them and use them as shorts because I live by myself. And a t-shirt. It's actually a t-shirt from my college that I went to. So pretty much pajamas, which is what I wear most of the time because I work from home. So why get dressed unless you have to leave the house? Let's see. I keep losing my spot because I will talk and then look away from the computer. number 13. Do you wash your car or let the car wash do it? Technically, I guess I wash my car because even if I do go to a car wash, I don't go to the automated ones. I go to the ones where you have to yourself, but you use you put the money in the machine and you use the hose and the little scrubber and whatnot, but my car needs to be washed, and I haven't done it yet. It keeps raining a lot here, and when I was away, it was raining like every other day, so I didn't see the point in washing my car. Number 14, last food you ate? That would be the Nutella mug cake last night. I just woke up not too long ago from sleeping from like 8, 9 o'clock last night, so I'm gonna go eat some yogurt in a minute, but decided to do this first. Not sure what flavor, but it's Oikos Greek yogurt. I like those. Lost my place again. 15. Where were you last week at this time? Was today Friday? I was out of town. I was out of town playing with my baby cousin and visiting family. And yeah, that was pretty much it. Have you bought any clothing items in the last week? Not in the last week. I did order t-shirts that came last week. One is crochet t-shirt. Well, technically I only ordered one because the other shirt that I ordered came before I left, so I just got the crochet t-shirt in the mail when I got back. So, but as far as this week goes, no new clothing items. And 17, when is the last time you ran? Forever ago. I don't do the exercise much. Probably when I was going to the gym in college some, and I would kind of run walk on the treadmill. Like, I'd walk for like a couple minutes and then I'd run like as fast as I could for like a minute, and then I'd go back to walking. But other than other than short bursts of like running, trying to like catch up with somebody or like get across the street or something like that, I don't normally run. Unless something bad is happening, I will run. Well, I guess I technically had a sort of a run, like playing chasing around my baby cousins, but I don't really count that. I think the question is meaning like full on, like run, like just to run. And yeah, it's been a while for that. So, 18, what is the last sporting event? Did not watch any of the World Cup, so can't say that. Probably a bit of UFC. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I probably watched a match, MMA match here or there. Not really like the whole program, but I might have caught one. That's pretty much it. Maybe I think I caught some random WWE, which I guess is a sporting event, kind of, on TV someday, and kind of watched for a minute and then moved on. Don't really watch many sports anymore. Number 19, what is your favorite animal? Probably dog. I enjoy dogs. I wish I could have one, but my apartment does not allow pets, unfortunately. Other than like regular, you know, dog cat type of thing, probably. I really wanted a python when I was younger. It's an albino dwarf python, a Burmese python, but they get too big and they're very expensive, so could not have one. And I don't know. Wild animals, I'm not sure. Number 20, what is your dream vacation? My dream vacation would be to travel overseas. Oh, to go to Egypt would be awesome. I want to go see the pyramids. That would all be included in any vacation that I could take anywhere. Like if I got to go anywhere, Egypt, that's where I'm going. If I could only go one place. But since it's a dream vacation, it would be to go there for I don't know how long, and then go to Paris for a bit, go to Rome, England. No, that's not a city, but you know, I have a friend who lives in England, so I'd want to go visit her for a bit and just kind of see some stuff over there. I have family that lives in Spain right now, so I would go visit them too since I'm over there. I would just travel for like months overseas and just see. I'd want to go to Japan, maybe go to Australia, just everywhere that I could for like probably more than 2 months, maybe like 6 months, just go everywhere. That would be awesome. What was the last person's house you were in? Technically my parents. Because I haven't really been anywhere since I got back from there. Been mostly at home. And 22, worst injury you've ever had? I haven't broken any bones. So, haven't really had any super bad injuries. Maybe like a cut here and there, or I fell in the shower one time. That was fun. a couple years ago. Didn't really hurt myself too bad. Just kind of scared the crap out of myself. Because when you live by yourself, you have that, oh no, if I died, what would happen? No one would be here to help me type of thing every now and then. Or at least I do, because I'm crazy like that. But yeah, the shower before, I had washed my hair and used a bunch of conditioner and whatnot, and I forgot to clean the tub out, and then got in there the next time and immediately slipped because it was slippery. But yeah, I haven't really had any bad injuries. I've been sick, you know, had the flu, had some kind of issue that I had with my tonsils once that was very painful. So yeah, I don't really have one. 23, have you ever been in love? Yes, I have. A couple times, not very many. For an exact number, three. 3 times. 24, do you miss anyone right now? Yes, I miss my baby cousins. They're adorable. I wish I could play with them some more, but oh, they're so much work. It makes me glad that I don't have any kids and not want any anytime soon or ever. But yeah, I love kids. I can give back. So, last play you saw. Technically, I've only been to like one, and it was years ago. I went with a friend of mine. We went and saw a Tyler Perry play that came into town. And shortly thereafter, I stopped watching all of his stuff because it's the same story over and over again, and it doesn't appeal to me. And he is not very nice to the, I'd say, core of his fan base, which are black women, and he portrays them in a very negative light, so I kind of stopped supporting him. So yeah, that's a rant for another day. If anyone's interested, let me make a whole audio on why I don't like Tyler Perry. Pretty much the last play I saw. Don't really go to plays very often. Number 26, what is your secret weapon to lure in sex? I don't think I have one. I don't really lure in the opposite sex often. They just kind of, I guess, like my quirkiness sometimes, or, I mean, I've got a nice ass, so that's usually, I think, what draws them in, but that's not really a secret weapon, and it's not something I'm trying to do on purpose, so, yeah, I don't know. A sense of humor, maybe? I hope. What are your plans for tonight? Well, I'll take that as today since it's like 1:30 p.m. Nothing. Glorious nothing. I'm just going to eat and catch up on some TV shows that I haven't watched. I think I've missed an episode of Under the Dome. I'm going to download that. I don't know if I've missed an episode of MasterChef yet. If so, I'll download that. Or Hell's Kitchen. I think those come on like Wednesday or Thursday, so I don't think I've missed those yet. Or actually, I probably have because it's Friday. Duh. It's been a long week. Haven't been sleeping well, so the days kind of meshed together. But I'll probably catch up on those. Eat more food. I might go get something delicious just because I kind of have a day to myself. And the weekend's coming up tomorrow. And I don't really have plans. Just gonna relax. Probably get lots and lots of sleep because, it's just not been good. Number 28. Who is the last person you sent a Facebook message or comment? I don't know because I'm not on Facebook anymore. So I haven't been on Facebook for like 3 years. I deleted my Facebook just because I was spending way too much time on there, like being interested in people's lives who I don't even talk to or really care about. Like, I'm looking at people I went to high school with and they just had a baby and their baby's name is this and they took all these pictures and I really don't care and I have no idea why I'm on here looking at people's stuff. So I got off of Facebook. And I hear comments a lot from my family because they're all on there. And they're like, oh, didn't you see such and such's pictures? Oh, I forgot you're not on Facebook anymore. And I'm like, yep. And I'm not hating it. It's awesome. And a lot of people who I was friends with on there, some were family members. I just did not like seeing all their business because people put a lot of their business on Facebook. And just don't. Like, it's bad. Like, people would put stuff about how they hate their, you know, and blah blah blah, and I'm gonna go out tonight and get me somebody else, and it's just stuff, and I'm like, my mom's on here, can you not? Like, come on. So yeah, I got off of there. 29, next trip you are going to take. Probably to go visit my family again at some point, not sure exactly when. There's no real holidays or anything coming up, but that's probably the next place I'll realistically go in another month or two, maybe. But the next trip I'd like to take, if I have the money, would be to go visit my family in Spain. Because I could stay for like a month and have somewhere to stay and actually go somewhere overseas. But if I do that, if I'm going to be on that side of the world, I kind of want to go visit my friend in England too. Just be like, come on, might as well, right? So I'd probably visit my family for like a month and then go see her for maybe like a week, because I don't want to impose too long on my friend. My family, I don't care. They probably have me for like 2 or 3 months if I wanted to. But yeah, I don't even have a passport, so that's not happening anytime soon. Number 30, ever go to camp? I did not go to camp at all when I was younger. 31, were you an honor roll student in school? Somewhat. I was on honor roll. Not consistently, not all the time, but I'd say I was like an AB student with some C's in there sometimes. Pretty good student, but not spectacular. So yeah, I was on a roll in grade school, middle school, high school some, but not all the time. I think in high school, my last 2 years I was on honor roll. Can't remember. And I know one time I made all A's on a roll, like one semester in high school. And like, you got to go to this like breakfast thing in the morning one day. It's like a little, you got a certificate on a little awards thing. And my dad came. And I mean, it wasn't fancy. It was like, here's some coffee and donuts. Good job for making straight A's. Okay, bye. Go to class. So. But it was, I suppose, an accomplishment. Number 33. Are you wearing any perfume or cologne? Not currently. I missed 32. I just noticed that because I scrolled down. But I'll finish answering this one. I'm not currently wearing any right now. Because, you know, I just went to bed. I sometimes will put on some perfume. And I usually wear Juicy Couture. And my ex-boyfriend's little brother gave me one some perfume. And I was just kind of like, oh, thanks. But it actually smells really, really good. So he did a good job. But it's a J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez perfume, which I had never heard of. And it's in a very interesting bottle. And a Desio, or it's like D-E-S-O. Or something like that. I don't know. But it smells really good. And that was like 4 years ago. And probably more. And I still haven't used the whole bottle. It takes me a while to go through perfume. So, because I don't wear it all the time. I just kind of spray it sometimes. So, I usually one of those two. Or I do have like these two other perfumes that are supposed to be... they're supposed to have pheromones in them. Ooh. Which I just bought. I didn't think that they would work or anything. I just bought them just because I thought it would be cool to experiment. And I don't think they work, but one is like pomegranate ginger, like a body splash. And the other one reminds me of, most of you probably won't know this plant, but if you live in the South or been to the South, they have these really big white flowers called magnolias in the springtime, and they remind me of that scent, that perfume does. So one of those four is usually what I'm wearing if I do wear perfume. The one I skipped was 32. What do you want to know about the future? That's kind of a dangerous question, because I don't know if I would want to know anything about the future, because if I know about it, will that change, you know, my actions and cause it not to happen? That's always a concern. Or do I have to know about it in order to change my actions so that it will happen? I don't know. But I'd probably, if I could, I wouldn't want specifics, but I'd probably want to know if I'm going to find like
my soulmate, if you believe in that or whatever, or like if I'm gonna be with someone in the future and be like ridiculously happy, and I wouldn't want to know who or what they look like or anything, just like a yes or no. And then that would, and then I just pretty much keep on coasting along until whenever that happens, or if it doesn't, I just be like, okay, great, now I don't have to worry about it. Forever alone. And I'll just keep on trucking. Are you due sometime this year for a doctor's visit? Probably. I don't go to the doctor very often, other than the lady doctor, which I actually am due for. I need to go get that checked out. Forgot about that. Thanks, random questions. 35. Where is your best friend? At work, probably. 36. How is your best friend? I suppose they're fine. I haven't talked to them today. 37. Do you have a tan? I'm black, so I guess. I guess I do. I do tan though, especially if I'm driving for long distances in the car, like in the summertime. I'll get the farmer's tan on the left arm that's facing the window, and it's very annoying because like the rest of my arm will be dark, a little darker, and then you can kind of see the tan line, and then like the top of my shoulder will be lighter. And it's only on one arm, so that's kind of weird. 38. What are you listening to right now? Nothing. If you're talking about like music, I don't really listen to a lot of music. So nothing. If I'm in the car, I usually listen to NPR because I'm old. Not really, but I just, most of today's music annoys me, so I'd rather not. So if I'm going somewhere and I'm going to be driving for more than like an hour, I will put on an audiobook, like hook my Kindle up. I think I talked about this in another audio. Hook my Kindle up to my tape deck and listen to whatever book I'm reading at the time instead of listening to the radio. Yeah, if I do want to listen to music, usually I'll go on Pandora and listen to like some Michael Jackson or Stevie Wonder. You know, that kind of stuff. Just cause it's classic. Not like classical, but it's classic to me. 39. Do you collect anything? Accidentally, I collect yarn because I use it, and I'm a hoarder, so I feel like I need to have. Well, I'm not really a hoarder, but if for that, I feel like I need to have all these different colors and types and things. So you know, you kind of, if you're into a craft or hobby, usually you have a lot of stuff that goes along with it. So I have a lot of that. I used to collect the those of you in the U.S. will remember when they had the different state quarters, like every couple of months they would put out a new quarter with a different state on it. So I have a somewhere in my closet somewhere, I have like the collection with all 50 of those. Woohoo, big accomplishment. And then they started coming out with like state parks, and I never did get around to collecting those. I should have. I probably still can when I run across them, but I really didn't get into that. But I had one of the little maps that you could count. They had like a slot for each quarter, and like said the, you know, state or whatever. So I filled that up. So that's pretty much the only thing I've collected is yarn and quarters. Yeah. And the yarn isn't really like a collection, like, oh, I'm going to collect it and just look at it. Like, I collect it so I can have different types so that I can use it. But I just have some that I'm not using currently. Who is the biggest gossiper you know? Number 40. I don't really. A huge gossiper, I suppose. I don't know, one of my nieces, what's going on at home, at my family's house, like when I'm not around, like, oh, so-and-so said this or that, Well, it's not really gossip. It's just like an update because I'm not around. So I don't really know a lot of big gossipers. I try to avoid that, actually. 41, last time you got stopped by a cop or pulled over? Been a couple of years. I've never gotten out of a ticket. Every time I get pulled over, I get a ticket. Last time I got a ticket was probably like 5 years ago. And I was doing the speed limit technically, because I was only going like 70, but I didn't realize it was in construction zone. It was like a Saturday, so there was not even anybody working, but technically it was a construction zone, so I was supposed to be doing like 50 in that area. So I got pulled over and I got a ticket, and so I was like, really? Like, I'm doing the speed limit, but not whatever. So, yeah, that was the last time I got a ticket. I don't speed anymore. I used to be a speed demon, but I got a couple tickets, and I kind of stopped. So I was really mad at that ticket because I wasn't even speeding, and there was no construction workers present. But, you know, I still got a ticket. 42. Have you ever drank your soda from a straw? Yeah, a lot, actually. I have very sensitive teeth to cold in the front, so I keep straws in the house for most of my beverages, actually. And I think everyone, I would say, it's even mostly everyone who lives in the U.S. has drank soda from a straw. If you go to a restaurant, like a fast food place, they give you a straw. So I don't know too many people who are going to take the top off and just sip out of the cup. So I'm pretty sure most people drink out of a straw. And number 43, what does your last text message say? Well, since I'm using my phone to record, it's going to be kind of difficult to check, but I believe the last one I sent was to a friend, and I said I was going back to sleep because I was supposed to be doing a favor for them today, which I've been doing all week, but I was supposed to do it again today. I was supposed to babysit, but I was supposed to go out to lunch today. I think I mentioned this with a friend of mine, and they canceled, another friend, but I didn't see the message. Like, I didn't get the message until this morning, so it was kind of already too late to go ahead and babysit for them today. So I texted them and told them about the cancellation and that I was going to go back to sleep. And that's pretty much it. Last text message I got was from my mom, and she said PP, like literally 2 letter P's, and I'm pretty sure she accidentally sent that, because sometimes she'll kind of hit letters on her phone because she's putting it in her pocket or whatever. So I don't think she was telling me to go to the bathroom or anything like that. 44. Do you like hot sauce? If it's already on something, I will eat it. Like, if it's on buffalo wings or something like that, or something spicy, I'll eat it. But I don't normally, like, I don't even have any in the house, so I don't add it to things 9 times out of 10. But I'm kind of like that with a lot of gravies and sauces, like mashed potatoes. If there's gravy on it already and I didn't put it there, I'll eat it. But if they ask me if I want gravy, I'll say no. So I'm weird. 45. Last time you took a shower was yesterday. We'll probably take one today. 46. Do you need to do laundry? I have a small pile of clothes from before I left. I could, and it's not even a load, so no, I'd say no. It's not even a load of clothes. Probably by this time next week, I'll need to do laundry. But I probably won't, because I usually wait until I have 2 loads, because I have to go to the little laundry room at my apartment complex and use quarters and all that, and I'm not going to go over there for 1 load of clothes. I'll usually wait till I have 2, so I can do them both at the same time. 47, what is your heritage? I am Black, African American, whatever you want to call it. Both of my parents are, both of their parents are were my dad claims that his dad's mother was full-blooded Indian. He didn't specify what kind. I'm not quite sure if that's true because my mom says that the guy that my dad claims as his dad wasn't really his dad. It was my younger uncle's dad. And it, you know, he kind of just, you know, raised him some, but my dad's dad, or the guy that he thinks is his dad or claims is his dad, died when he was like 9, so I don't know. I don't know if I believe the whole Indian thing, but, you know, it could be true. I don't know. 48. Are you someone's best friend? I guess so. I don't know. I think so. You'd have to ask them. 49. Are you rich? I am definitely not rich. I wish I was. That'd be awesome. But, I wouldn't say I'm poor. But I'm not rich, so, I mean, I pay my bills, you know, might be the minimum on some of them, but they get thrown all that. And number 50, what were you doing at 12 a.m. last night? I was asleep, because I was tired, and I talked about that earlier. Every time I do one of these, I think, oh, I'm just going to fly through these questions, and I'm going to ramble this time for 36 minutes, so I hope you guys like these long rambly posts because I accidentally do them a lot. But if you've made it this far, thanks for listening. And if you like these type of questionnaire ramble things, let me know. I looked up more questions, so I actually have 2 more that I could post for, you know, anyone who wants to listen to mine, and I'll post the questions to this one if you want to respond to them yourself. But the other 2, one is a TMI 50 question thing, and the other one is 99 random questions. So if you are interested in hearing me answer those, or just want me to post them so that you can answer them, let me know. And I will do so. And I will talk to you guys soon, most likely.